In global rankings released this week, Finland is number one, followed by Denmark and New Zealand tied for second, while pulling up the rear are Angola, Madagascar, Paraguay, Nigeria, and alone in last and 102nd place, Bangladesh. These are the 2002 rankings on the Corruption Perceptions Index. That is, Finland is perceived to be the least corrupt country in the world, while Bangladesh is evidently viewed as grafter's paradise. The U.S., by the way, is in 16th place, just behind Austria and just one spot cleaner than Chile. This is the work of an international group called Transparency International, and in the interests of transparency, we've asked Nancy Boswell of the group's U.S. chapter to explain how they measure perceived corruption. How do you do it?
Well, actually, this is a survey of surveys. We have collected surveys from 9 independent organizations, such as the World Bank, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and Freedom House. The surveys that they have done, 15 in all, that asked questions of residents and non-residents in over 102 countries about their perceptions of corruption in the public sector in those countries.
To what extent are people describing their own firsthand experiences with bribery or other kinds of corruption as opposed to, say, reading or hearing about it?
Well, it's hard to distinguish. Corruption, by definition, is secret. So it's very hard to come up with hard numbers. The best we can do, really, is to ask people about their experience.
Now, I just mentioned a few countries and where
right.
they place on the scale. Some countries don't appear at all. Syria or Iraq, I didn't see. Cuba.
Well, in order to make sure that we're giving reliable data, we insisted on having at least 3 surveys for each country. And where there weren't 3 surveys, we could not include the countries. So several countries are not included at all.
The highest ranking, that is the least corrupt African country on the index this year, is 24th place Botswana, which evidently has less corruption, perceived at least, than in France or Portugal. What's going on in Botswana, do you know?
Well, I think what's interesting about Botswana could be said also of several other countries that rank fairly well on this index. And that is that regardless of the region that these countries are in, you find that there are countries that can be successful in fighting corruption. So you have Botswana, you have Slovenia, you have other countries from different regions, Chile, for example, that you mentioned earlier, doing very well while their compatriots in their regions are also bunched at the bottom of the index. And I'd like to hope that the lesson we gather from that is that there are no cultural barriers to fighting corruption.
I've been referring to the rankings themselves, but there actually are absolute scores that you arrive at of how countries are perceived to be corrupt on a score from 1 to 10.
That's right. And I think what's most disturbing about this ranking is that of the 102 countries that we've covered in this, 70 are ranking below 5. In other words, we have serious problems with corruption in most of the world.
Nancy Boswell, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Nancy Boswell of the U.S. chapter of Transparency International, an organization which this week has released its annual Corruption Perceptions Index.